Good morning, everybody, with your Giants in 90. He is Lance Meadow. I am John Schmelk. The preparation has begun for the Giants to try to win their third straight game on the road against the St. Louis Rams. And Lance, this was a team that could have been a surprise team this year to potentially make the playoffs. But they've had to have a quarterback situation this year where guys have been in and they've been out. They've settled on Sean Hill.
Originally, it was supposed to be Sam Bradford to start the season. He goes down in the preseason. Austin Davis then slides in after Sean Hill gets injured in game number one. Hill has since reclaimed the starting gig, and he'll be making his sixth consecutive start against the Giants on Sunday.
And it's also been a bit of a mess in the backfield. Zach Stacy, you have Benny Cunningham, and then you have Trey Mason, the rookie who stepped up in recent weeks.
It's basically pick your poison when it comes to the Rams' backfield. It's a fantasy nightmare. Fortunately for the Giants, they just have to deal with reality. Trey Mason's become the go-to guy recently, John. He has two 100-yard rushing games. However, you are going to see the two other running backs in the mix as well.
And then you have a lot of young, athletic, and fast wide receivers. Tavon Austin is starting to come into his own. You have Kenny Britt, who came there via Tennessee. And then you have Stedman Bailey, who's made some plays as well.
Bailey and Austin, they're probably most dangerous in special teams, John. Both of them have each returned a punt for a touchdown this season. And Jared Cook, the tight end, he actually leads the team in receiving yards this season, so they like to utilize him as well as Lance Kendricks, the other tight end.
And he has three touchdowns in his past 3 weeks as well, so a big red zone target is Jared Cook. The Giants will have their hand filled on Sunday. We'll see what happens as they get ready for the Rams.